Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Hey, everybody. It's time for Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber's Unbelievable Stories.
Yay!
Guys, yay! You're never going to believe what happened. First of all, I saw a dog.
Amber,
and it was fluffy.
It's not an unbelievable story.
It's so fluffy. You're never going to believe it, baby. Lacey, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Life's been great here in New York City. It's not as good as Nebraska. There, I said.
What? Wait, do you really think that?
Only in this town that I am, and I'm not going to, this town that I'm in, I'm not going to say the name of the town, but inside Manhattan, it's exciting. Here where Amber lives, it's a little blah, but don't tell her because she's right next to me.
Why don't you come down here to Manhattan?
First of all, that's a lot of drama to get there, and I'm not taking the train or the tube or whatever you people call it. I'm not doing it.
The tube.
I'm not taking the tube. I'm not doing
what
it.
Are you
stinks
about?
In there. There's rats. There's pee.
The tube.
I'm
Lacey,
not doing it.
It's not a tube.
But you don't take the train to Manhattan, do you?
Never. No, I usually just take a car.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to. I don't want to do that.
I'm scared of the tube.
The tube is terrible. It's just derailed. All sorts of crazy things happen. People are getting pushed onto the thing. No, I'm not doing that.
Tonight, I'm going to go see a play downtown, and I will take the tube.
Go ahead. You know I hate it. And I hate walking, but I would rather walk a million blocks than get into a box and be shot underground. There's no reason for that. You're just asking
I would
to
walk
die.
1,000 blocks. That's how that song goes.
Mm-mm. I do have to share a couple of my dating stories. Just the messages that I've gotten. So I got one and I immediately thought of you, Amber. This guy messaged me and it said, "Your pics caught my interest. The only thing is, you need to smile more." And he said, "Tell me what your book is about." And I said, "It's about men who love to tell women they need to smile more."
Oh no, Lacey.
And he
no.
did giggle. He laughed at it. He said, "That's very funny." And I was like, be quiet.
Okay. Yeah, do better.
One more man tells you to smile. You know, I had a t-shirt that you see. Amber knows I have a t-shirt for every occasion, everything that comes
she
out.
Does.
And I love to wear them to the gym because that's where people come at you. Yeah. I always want to tell you to smile. And I always tell people, it's not a debutante ball. I'm at the gym. Why would I be? Who works out like this with a big smile on their face? You're in pain.
When people tell me to smile, I say, give me a reason.
That's right.
Last night, a guy, a very well-meaning man was like, I was out with Jenny. He was like, "Oh, you guys write comedy? Well, make me laugh." I said, "Write a check. You'll be laughing your ass off." Fucking.
I love that. I love that.
Make me laugh. What?
I hope you're ticklish. Tickle, 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 tickle. Did he say anything to you? Yeah, I'm going to go straight to your belly.
Raise your arm. I'm going to say that from now on.
I hope you're ticklish.
It is Billy.
That is so me. That is so something I would do. I'm shocked that that's not my reaction.
I know. You need to do that next time. What did he say? What did he say when you said write a check?
He laughed.
Okay. And then there you go.
When you write that check, you'll be laughing your butt off.
That's just shut up. That's like if you meet a singer, sing something for me. They don't want to sing for you.
Nobody wants to sing you a song.
What are you talking about?
But I do want them to sing.
I know. You meet your favorite singer. Just, I suggest you just run up and start singing in full voice to anyone. Because like when I go to fight Barry Manilow, I'm singing.
Yeah.
I want him to join in. I'm punching him in the gut.
While he's singing?
While he's singing. Mandy. Ooh.
Oh, that's so mean.
I'm sorry.
But it's necessary.
I have to fight him.
Yeah.
Okay.
I understand. Well, hey, everybody. This was this. And oh. And now
is
something else. Wait, did you have something else you wanted to say?
I got to put in one more story. So I had the guy that told me to smile more. One of the other messages that I got is a man who sends his picture and underneath, it's not, he doesn't even say hello. I have it verbatim right here. I'm looking for someone to take care of my kids. Do you consider yourself a good mother? And I put, I'm wanted in 3 states. Let me hold your children. You don't even know why. Who says these things? Who says
I'm looking
these
for someone to
take care of my children.
Yeah.
Do you consider yourself a good mother? Absolutely not. Mm-mm. I lose kids all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, I don't want your children. You can't find anyone to take care of you. That's called a babysitter.
Yeah. Hire a babysitter.
You have a job? Do that. Guys.
Yikes.
When the dating book comes out, it's going to be full.
It's going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. It's going to be full.
It's too many.
So, in closing, everything's a little bit bad. We're a pretty big hodgepodge today. But you know what's important is that we love you and we want to kiss you on the mouth. Just kidding. Lacey does.
Only some of you. I need to see an application.
And that's it. Those are our unbelievable stories. Can you believe it? No, bitch. Of course the fuck what? You can't. That's
the name of the fucking thing, man. Okay. No, I'm so sorry about that, everyone. I am sitting here reading the Bible, and now my ears are burning. No reason for her
I
to say that.
I love cuss words. They're fun, and they're good for you.
And that's why you're grounded all the time, and mom and dad love me.
And that's why I'm always grounded.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, they don't.
They do.
They said they loved me more.
No.
Yeah, just,
that's okay, because you know what? I love me most. Amber, I love you.
Well, I love Lacey more.
Oh, no.
Your own self said that they loved
you. Oh, no. Guys, that was our unbelievable stories. We love you. Like us. Love us. Subscribe. Follow us on Instagram and Instapot. Where we'll be making dinners. Guys, I'm falling apart. I gotta go.
Amber will not be cooking.
We gotta go. No.
Bye-bye.
No, man. Bye.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.